Recorded Books presents Shoggoths in Traffic and Other Stories by Tobias S. Bickel. Narrated by William Demerit, Jonathan Todd Ross, Jamie Lincoln Smith, and Jasmine Walker.
A Different Kind of Place. After the zombie outbreak in San Fontaine was put down, Zadie treated herself to a new hair color as a way to get away from constantly watching the news. At the Clip and Curl, a modest house turned into a salon tucked away behind the gray and green brick building of Zippy's Pizza, the conversation took a turn for the, oh shit, really? When Carla loudly announced she would not allow anyone in her family to get the vaccine. It's full of mercury, she said, and all sorts of other chemicals. It was like someone tossed a stink bomb into the middle of the salon. Not that the ladies and occasionally Philip were averse to talking politics. The Clip and Curl might not be an overly functional barbershop with clipper buzz and Fox News blaring away on the flat screen, but the Clip and Curl hosted some of the more intense roundtables in the town regarding the topics of the day. But San Fontaine was just a few hundred miles down the interstate from Chester. Zadie wasn't in the mood. She wanted to get away. Abigail Jones, 80 years young and getting purple highlights in her ghost white hair, looked up. Her eyes glinted with, Zadie wasn't sure, anger or possibly disgust. Abby was 80. She didn't pull punches. She had a tattoo on her right bicep, a shield and something in Latin. Someone told Zadie it said, don't let the bastards grind you down. Abigail Jones said what she thought, and if you were on the other end of it, you've got to be fucking kidding me, Abby said. Carla, 40 years old, frequent volunteer at the annual fish fry for the town beautification committee, member of the garden club, and mother of three, returned the dagger stare. Zadie and the two stylists, Eva and Whitney, were just bystanders. The government's in bed with those pharmaceutical companies. I mean, this company that makes the vaccine. Did you ever hear of it before all this? Zadie knew the conversation that was incoming with all the certainty of an infantryman hearing the whistle of an incoming shell. Abby, a retired professor who had traveled the world, would explain there wasn't any goddamn mercury in the vaccine. Carla would counter by talking about the model Onisha, whose kid had some sort of palsy that appeared right after the vaccine was administered and now campaigned against it. Abby would ask if Carla wanted someone in her family to turn into a zombie. Carla would talk about that one kid who had been turned after he'd been bitten just the day after getting the vaccine. Abby would talk about herd immunity. So Zadie, tired, nerves slightly ragged from a lack of sleep from staying up all night to watch CNN, politely interrupted. It's a public-private partnership. The two women turned to face her. What? The company. It was created by the government to pass the vaccine around, but the CDC found the vaccine. She'd seen a report on MSNBC. Apparently, the company had then tripled the price of the vaccine. The CEO was living in a floating offshore cruise ship with a private security force. No worries about a zombie wandering into his living room. Carla didn't take too kindly to the interruption or the correction. She doubled down. And suddenly, Zadie was in the middle of an exhausting verbal fight about whether the vaccine caused palsy. How was it, she wondered, that Carla was the one getting more and more upset at Zadie when it was Carla that just announced out of the blue her strong opinion? Some folk didn't see their opinion as opinion. But after they surrounded themselves with their beliefs, mistook them for common sense. And most folk didn't want to argue like this, so they just quietly suffered through a tirade, like the two stylists were. But speak up, and suddenly you are such a bitch. Zadie ended it by laughing, crossing her arms and saying, well, when you're trying to chow down on Rick like he's a half-off steak from Gina's Deli, I won't give a shit because I got the jab. And that finally cut Carla down because she mumbled something about agreeing to disagree, paid up, and left. Everyone pretended nothing had happened and moved conversation on to the new development on the edge of town. It was double-gated, and rumor was that someone on the village council was going to move in. The houses were gaudy monstrosities and way overpriced. On Friday, Zadie got an email to go see the superintendent over in the high school building. Shit. Someone had noticed her hair color and complained, she figured. So she packed up at lunch and crossed the road to walk the four blocks to her destination, past the post office and dry cleaners, waving to a few folk who passed in minivans or pickups. Zadie loved Chester. She hadn't when she was in school there. Her mother, an immigrant from Trinidad, had met her father a few towns over.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?